Second transmission.
It's 11:03 p.m. I don't think so. I'm more inclined to believe that it is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and as usual, within arm's reach, I do have a giant cup of tea. Oh, and it's very hot. Steam is coming out of it. Ooh, so steamy. Oh yeah, it's hot. Hot tea, hot tea. Ooh, yaga. Okay, so we're going to put that down. It's a little too hot to drink right now. We'll let that cool off. And so what am I doing today? Well, not much. It's another cold day. It's a cold day, but it is sunny. And so I keep looking out the window going, oh, should I go outside? No, it's below freezing. It's not that far below freezing, but needless to say, we're probably not going anywhere today. What I'm doing instead is sitting here in front of my computer, the wonderful Raspberry Pi 2B that I love so much. I'm sitting here looking for wind-up spark wheel assemblies, which I have found in the past, but I'm having some considerable issues finding today. Is it because I'm using a different search engine? Is it because in the 10 years that I last looked for this stuff, I don't know. So I've got problems. See, I can find plenty of wind-up toys, but and I can find some other interesting stuff as I've scrolled down here, but yeah, I'm not finding exactly what I need. Now, you might be wondering, what are you doing, Tobe? Well, this all comes back to ArsonBot. Remember me talking about ArsonBot? When was that? Was that 2 days ago? Was that Sunday? I believe I brought up the idea of ArsonBot. And in case you missed that episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, what you need to know is that I want to make a robot. A little robot. And when I say little, I mean you can hold it in your hand. So maybe, you know, at the most 20 centimeters in diameter, if it's on a round base, or say 15 centimeters square. So this is a small robot that you can carry around. You can put it down and let it run. And this little robot, its only purpose, the only thing it does is it rolls around and it sets fires. Hence the name ArsonBot. And I've thought of multiple different configurations for this potential robot. I've come up with ideas for using strike anywhere matches, so maybe the robot runs around and it just strikes matches and leaves them in inconvenient places. And then I thought, well, maybe it would be interesting to put a tank of fuel on the robot and have a little sprayer and essentially have a tiny little flamethrower. So the robot could roll around and set other things on fire. But all of these ideas are a little bit too complex for what I want to do. And my whole design concept here is basically to spend no money. So I don't want to have to build or engineer anything really fancy that's going to cost me $1,000 to make. I just want to be able to use all of the spare parts that I have laying around in my house. And yes, I have, well, I was going to say tons of spare parts, but I wouldn't say tons, but I have many pounds I have multiple kilograms worth of robot parts just laying around. I could slap some crappy robot together with, you know, little to no effort and no outlay of cash. And so that's what I'm going for. So this robot has to stay really, really simple. And I think it was last night I had a little breakthrough in my mind. See, the problem with a flamethrower robot is then you got to build a little flamethrower. And that's going to cost money because I don't have, like, pumps and weird flamethrower parts. So I would have to do some engineering and some spending of money, and I don't want to do that. Same thing with a robot that flicks burning matches. You got to build something that reloads matches, and it's too much of a headache. So last night I kind of had a breakthrough thinking about ArsonBot, and I thought about this. See if you like this. Basically, the robot is just a little rolling platform. It's got two driven wheels that roll it around, and it's got maybe an idle wheel or two just to keep the platform stable. And then you put like a soda can or a beer can on the robot, and you poke a hole in the bottom. And then you fill the can up with some burning kind of fuel. And so now the robot now rolls around and it leaks flammable liquid. So then all I got to do is figure out how to ignite the flammable liquid. And I thought of a few ways to go about doing that, but the easiest way would be to have some kind of spark wheel assembly. And when I say a spark wheel assembly, I mean like in a lighter. If you imagine a cigarette lighter, you flick a little wheel that rubs up against a flint and it creates a spark, right? This is what I'm talking about when I say a spark wheel assembly. You can find these in other things as well, in toys. Think of all the like wind-up toys you've ever seen that walk and then, you know, sparks shoot out of their mouth. You know, that's just a wheel spinning against a flint. Same with old-timey ray guns. You know, you had those little sparking guns. You pull the trigger, vzz, 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 and it spins a wheel and sparks come out of it. That's what we need for this robot, because then we could put this spark wheel assembly on the robot. And so as it rolls around, the motion of rolling, you have the of moving, you know, turns the spark wheel, and so there's a constant shower of sparks. And all you would have to do would be to position this spark wheel on the back of the robot, pointing down onto the ground where the fuel tank is going to leak. And so as the as the robot rolls around, fuel, flammable liquid, drips out of the tank, and then the spark wheel ignites that fuel. You got to admit, this is a brilliant idea. And I know what you're thinking, Tobe, you're some kind of genius. Yeah, maybe some kind, and that kind is obviously evil, but it's fun being an evil genius because you can think up a lot of funny thoughts. Like, you know, ArsonBot. Oh, good tea. Yeah, and I have to admit, there's not a lot of practical use for ArsonBot. It's kind of an objet d'art. It's a piece of art. The only thing you can really do with ArsonBot is watch it, and watch it carefully. And you know, if you have a nice concrete floor, you could let this robot roll around and ignite flaming puddles of fuel on a concrete floor, and it would just burn off, and you wouldn't have any problems with that. But yeah, you might have to follow ArsonBot around with a fire extinguisher. And if you listen to Sunday's show, you know that one of my suggestions was turn this into a show. Turn this into a little robot pyro circus, where you have one robot that goes around setting little fires on a concrete floor. And then you have other robots, firefighting robots, and yes, these do exist. There is an entire discipline of robotics competition that is nothing but firefighting robots. You look this up. Just Google firefighting robots and you'll see tiny little robots that blow out candles. So my plan is you get a bunch of these firefighting robots and you have one arson bot, and then you put them on a floor and you charge people admission to come in and watch this. It's kind of a battle. Who's going to win? Is the arson bot going to set more fires than the firefighters can put out? Who knows? The only way you can find out is to pay me $10. That would be a fun show. You could have a band playing in the background. That would be awesome. I'm still trying to drink this tea. So I'm spending time online today trying to find spark wheel assemblies. And these do exist, and they are out there. But I also don't need to buy 100. I only really want one. And I realize, well, doesn't this go against my design concept? I don't want to spend any money. Well, I'm willing to spend up to about $3 to $5 on this project. So, maybe I could buy one spark wheel assembly, or maybe I could just make one, or maybe I could just appropriate a spark wheel assembly. I could go out to thrift stores, look around for some kind of sparking wind-up toy, and even if it didn't work, I could fix it. You know, I've got flints. Oddly enough, I actually have some flints, but these are small flints for like Zippo cigarette lighters. What I'm also thinking about doing is if I make something, I could make it bigger and more efficient. And if I was going to do that, I would have to buy other flints. And I was thinking about buying flints for actual firearms. And you can buy these. Think about a flintlock rifle or a flintlock pistol. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, think pirate gun. Okay, think of Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow and his pistol. That's a flintlock. And the way it works is the hammer, you know, has a piece of flint on it, and it hits the frizzen, creates sparks, which ignites the powder in the flash pan, which then in turn ignites the powder in the barrel, and the gun goes off, bang. So I'm thinking, oh, I could just buy some flints that are meant for a flintlock. And yes, I do know where to buy them. I buy all my antique firearms and firearm accessories from the Dixie Gun Works. And I don't really mean to plug them because, you know, they're not paying me to advertise them, but I do use their products. So maybe Dixie Gun Works will give me a free set of flints for mentioning their name here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, hot, 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 hot. So I know where to get flints. And the flints that are used in like flintlock rifles and pistols are much, much bigger than the flint you might find in a cigarette lighter or in a wind-up toy. So I'm thinking, maybe I can make my own sparking mechanism. And that would be cool. Because then you would have, you know, just this robot that's basically shooting out big sparks out of the back. The other thing we could use are any of those flint assemblies that go on the backs of scooters or on roller skate shoes. Have you seen this? These kids, you know, they have those shoes with roller skates in them. Plus, they have the little two-wheel skates you can bolt onto any shoes. I saw some of those that had flints so that kids can walk around and, you know, create sparks as they skate. And I thought, okay, that's cool. I wish I would have had that as a kid. So maybe I'll just go out and get a refill pack of, you know, sparking skate sparkers and use those. I don't know. The possibilities are endless. But that's my basic design concept for ArsonBot right now. Just a platform with a little thing that leaks fuel, and a spark wheel. Danger, Will Robinson. Every time I picture this in my mind, I start to laugh. Because this is a stupidly horrible idea, or a horribly stupid idea, depending on your personal point of view. But the thought does entertain me to no end. Now, I realize we can't always have this robot leaking this fuel, though. So, at some point in time, I'm going to have to add some kind of valve. Or solenoid. I've got plenty of little solenoids that I could use to make a little valve. Oh, wait, I've got the perfect solenoid. Oh, yes, I just remembered. I've got this great solenoid that is for turning on and off a flow of liquid. So I could use that. That's an idea. And that way, you know, that this wouldn't always be leaking. Basically, you could fuel up the robot and then carry it around with you till you got to where you wanted to go. And then once you turn it on, then every once in a while, it opens and closes the fuel tank. So, you know, it opens the fuel tank for 1 second, then closes it. You know, the spark wheel ignites the fuel on the ground and you have a little fire. And then the solenoid closes so that there's no fuel coming out, and the robot moves a few feet, you know, so, you know, you let it roll for 3 or 4 seconds, and then you open up that solenoid again, drip some more fuel out, ignite it. Okay, now see, this is just good design. And that would be pretty easy to do electronically. I could do that with a 556 chip with no problem. I've got 556 chips just laying around. I've got little circuit boards I could use, put it on perf board, just whip up a couple of oscillators, time it just right. Yeah, I can see this in my mind. It's working out well. Should I draw a schematic diagram? No need to. Little Sparky bot, little arson bot running around setting fires. How badly do I want to build this? Well, the more I think about it, the more that I'm really enjoying the idea. But I suspect the robot is going to need a metal frame. If I use a plastic frame or a wooden frame, and when I say frame, I just mean the platform to bolt the motors to. And normally I just make these out of whatever I have laying around. Often pieces of wood, and I've got a small bandsaw that I can cut wood up with. But obviously, it's probably not a good idea to make a robot out of wood if it's going to leak burning fuel and have a spark wheel. There's going to be fire involved, and this robot's probably going to roll over fires that it's already has lit. So we're going to have to give it metal wheels and not any plastic or rubber wheels, because if it rolls through burning fuel, then it's just going to self-destruct, which has its own appeal. But, you know, making robots that destroy themselves is pretty easy. That's, you know, that's just entropy maintenance. But, you know, having a robot that does its job constantly, it's a little trickier. So I might have to get a little piece of, you know, and I think I have some. I've got some, like, what am I trying to say? Like galvanized stuff, you know, whatever metal they make like ductwork out of. Is that aluminum or is that just thin steel? I've got some of that. I've got some ductwork that is junk that I could salvage. I could make a little robot frame or little robot chassis out of that. Or I do have like a coffee can. Oh no, I've got the perfect thing right here in arm's reach. As he reaches down to the ground, here we have one of my favorite things ever. This is a metal cookie can. You know those Danish type of sugar cookies that are all the rage during Christmas? Well, I love those metal cans that they come in because you can do so much stuff. I've built robots in these cans. I've built musical instruments out of these cans. And not too long ago, the GF gave me a little can that she came across. And this is what? 8 inches in diameter, about 20 centimeters in diameter. And it's about, about five centimeters tall. This would be perfect. This is the perfect size. Now all I got to do is get some wheels that aren't plastic. What do I have for wheels? Usually for wheels, I use things like peanut butter jar lids. Or if you've ever, you know, like a big, if you have a big jar of aspirin or Tylenol or something, you have those big fat lids on them. Those make great robot wheels. Because you can just drill a hole in the center and you can screw those onto anything. And then you just like wrap rubber bands around the rim of the lid, and that makes a nice tire. And so you have pretty decent robot wheels. Huh. Unfortunately, with ArsonBot, things are going to have to be slightly more fireproof than what I normally make my robots. And so we're going to have to find us something in the way of metal wheels. Maybe I could find some washers or... I was going to say like tuna can lids. But don't need to use the lid. They're too thin. I could use just tuna cans. Or chicken cans, as the case may be for me, as I don't eat tuna. But yeah, those would be about the right diameter and everything. Punching holes in the center is going to be a little bit more difficult, but yeah. Obviously, we're not going to be able to use rubber bands as tires, because those will just melt if they get anywhere near fire. But, how am I going to do this? I don't know. Maybe I'll just make the robot smart enough to avoid fire. And that's easy enough. I can do that with a 386 chip and two infrared LEDs, plus a couple of extraneous parts. Making robots that are attracted to light or repulsed by light is very, very simple. And I've built, at least a dozen of these types of robots before. You know, usually with like a firefighting robot, you want it to look for fire. So you make it look for bright light and go towards the light. Well, for ArsonBot, if it has already set a fire and we don't want it to run into that fire, we just have it look for fire and then avoid the fire. So that's simple enough. And I have the parts to do it. I've got plenty of LM386 audio amplifier chips. And if you're curious about how to do this, just look up Light Seeking Robot and then type in LM386, which is the chip, which is actually an audio amplifier chip that is used to do this. It's a very simple concept and very easy to do. Your basic line-following robots also use this technology. So, the technology is out there. Why aren't you building robots? If you're not building robots, you better be drinking tea, because that's the only excuse you have for not building robots. I can't build a robot right now. I'm busy drinking tea. Yeah, me too. It's time to make more tea, though. We're getting down to the bottom of the cup. Yeah, so, I don't know. Maybe I'll draw up some plans. What am I saying? Of course I won't draw up any plans. I never draw up plans. I am more of a mental planner. And I do like to plan. I just don't like to have to write it down. I do not design ahead of time anything that I build, just because I know that, you know, there's going to be problems. There's going to be unforeseen difficulties. And so I just rock and roll. I don't bother to design anything on paper when it comes to building these little robots. I've already got in my mind what needs to happen. All I need to do is execute that mental image. So, how far are we out from Arsenbot? Oh, including all of the mechanical stuff and the electronics, this is probably going to come in under 8 hours of work. I could do this entire thing in a day. I will probably spread it out over a day or two just because I tend to do a lot of other stuff. So right now, it's still a feasible project. The feasibility study for Arsenbot has come back positive. This is, in fact, feasible. What's holding me back? What is holding me back? I don't know. Not much of anything. So, maybe I should build Arsenbot. Maybe I should. All right, let me think. You know what else I have that would make a good robot chassis for Arsenbot? I have this old toaster. I took it apart, and I used some of the parts for something. And I saved the shell. I saved the actual chassis of the toaster. For no other reason other than I thought, well, I might need some of these parts. I might need some metal. And now I'm thinking, boy, I'm glad I did that because that toaster had a metal base that's just the right size. And it's even got some holes cut out of it. It's already got, you know, punch outs and gaps in it that we could incorporate. Oh boy, that might be easier than trying to metalwork this can. But all I really need to do to this can is get some tin snips and some bolts and drill some holes. I might have to go downstairs in the basement and look for that toaster base. You know what? Why are we just standing here? We're mobile. We can go in the basement. So let's leave the office. The office / studio. Open the basement door, which is right here. And down into the basement we go. Hoo! Ha! 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 And over here, you can tell this is my secret mad scientist laboratory. Because there's just rockets and robot parts and electronic stuff everywhere. So we go over here to the shelf of robot parts. There's actually like three of these shelves. Now, where's that toaster plate? Where's that base? Here's the top of the toaster. And here it is. Right here. Oh man, and it's perfect. And there's little cutouts for where some wheels could go, and there's some holes where I could put in the idler wheels. Oh yeah, okay. So kids, it looks like we have some of our parts ready. And here's a box full of motors. I know I've got two motors in there that'll be just right. Plus I got wheels, but we gotta figure out something better for wheels so we don't set our wheels on fire. All right, I'm heading back upstairs and back into the studio. Oh, just in time to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. dubious for sure. A show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio, the streaming audio service of the Super Dimension Fortress. My name is Tobe, and I'm thinking about building Arsenbot. I have a lot of the parts required. Maybe I should start. I don't know. I'll think about it some more, but I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。 Welcome to